What remains unsolved even to our day is the relationship between psyche and matter. Today we have such fashionable themes as mind and matter, mind over matter, mind under matter, and the whole problem of how man's inner psychic life, including his consciousness and unconscious, relate to matter, to physiological processes, and finally to the atomic and subatomic processes in general. This today is the great, exciting and much discussed theme, and one can see it as modern alchemy. Jung had at first pushed this theme aside. He said, "I focus my attention on the soul. I observe psychic processes and leave the question of how they relate to matter and to the processes of the brain open. I make no judgment." But towards the end of his life, he was struck more and more by the fact that atomic physics and what he had discovered about the collective unconscious both brought about remarkably similar conceptual changes, something one could not ignore. It seems as if when the psychologist bores through the psyche and comes to its deepest point, he comes into contact with matter. And when the physicist bores through matter and comes to the deepest point, he comes into contact with his own soul. This is where the sciences meet. That is the breaking through of a tunnel. Like in a tunnel, one digs from both sides, and now we are at the threshold of an exciting breakthrough. One of Jung's pioneer concepts is the idea of psychoids, that archetypes are also capable of partially influencing material processes. And this is naturally where modern research must carry on. Here there's still an awful lot to do. And it was because of synchronistic phenomena that he was forced to accept the idea of psychoids, the view that archetypes become manifest in matter.
Diese merkwürdige Tatsache, dass wenn das Unbewusste eines Menschen stark erregt ist,
it is a strange fact that when a person's unconscious is strongly stimulated, with the result that the archetypal level is stirred up, the physicists call this being in an excited state, then very often synchronistic events take place. Miracles, in quotation marks, take place which are meaningfully connected with inner events. The most common phenomenon is when one has a vision or a dream and sees it played out in the outside world on the following day. Something takes place which corresponds to this vision in a meaningful way.